It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsor, SeatSitters.com. If you're traveling soon on an airplane, you need to go to SeatSitters.com. It's a kit for $20 or less, right around $20. You get a cover for your airplane seat. It fits perfectly. It slides on in like 3 seconds. Very easy to put on. It'll actually go on faster than somebody trying to get their bag in the overhead bin, so you're not going to be holding up the line. There are wipes included to wipe off that tray table because you do not know what was on there on the previous flight right before you got on there.
Right.
There's a no-nut sticker if you're allergic to nuts. There's a mask. If there's somebody in front of you or behind you or next to you coughing, sneezing up a storm, put that mask on. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself healthy, especially these days when it's winter. There's all these viruses going around, and it seems like they get scarier and scarier every year. And nobody wants to be sick on vacation, and you don't want to get home from vacation and then be sick in bed.
No.
And have your memories of that vacation be ruined. So take care of yourself. Be safe. Get the kit. You can also get it on bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section.
Yeah.
So stack up on those.
Hey, on a totally, not related note to germs, but airplanes. Did you see that thing this week about the girl, like, kind of reclined her chair back, and he pounded, like,
the whole
nine
flight.
Punches? Yeah. And
that was just the hard ones. He kept hitting her seat the entire flight.
Okay.
And the flight attendant wouldn't do anything about it.
In fact, right.
Gave
Why?
Him a free drink.
I don't understand. And so then I was watching this nightly pop show that I can't stand. I only watch it when it's like when I'm flipping through and there's these three irritating hosts on it. But they were like, one guy's like, in first class, you definitely can recline. In business economy, you should be able to recline. But I don't know. In the normal seats, not so much. I'm like, what?
Yeah. If my seat reclines, I'm going to recline.
If that wasn't supposed to be, then the seat shouldn't have the option to recline.
Well, and so this guy's problem was that he was in the last row, so his seat did not recline. But it's
okay.
Like, dude, switch your seat then.
Sorry.
It wasn't her fault. And my bigger issue with it, more than the flight attendant not handling it correctly and all the other aftermath, is if that had been a guy in the seat in front of him, he would not have done that.
Yeah, or it would have gone to blows.
Well, yeah, and then they both would have gotten kicked
right.
off. But since it was a woman, he felt like he could react that way.
How ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he gets a free drink.
And I can't believe people are torn over this. I keep seeing it on the internet.
This seems pretty black and white to me.
Yeah. Like, you don't have the right to punch somebody else's seat. I can't tell you how many times I've turned around when there's a kid behind me and told the parent, stop your kid from kicking my
yes,
seat.
Yes, that's different.
And I can't tell you how many times I held my kid's legs. Don't kick that seat.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. And as a parent, I'll apologize if my kid, like, we're at a sporting event and he's kicking. Listen, buddy, please don't do that. Hey, listen, I'm sorry, man. You know, it's about the common courtesy thing.
Right.
So maybe this woman, like, slammed back into his legs forcefully. We weren't there. We don't know what happened. This is in my head. I'm like, what would make you go so crazy as to punch the seat the entire flight?
But you really can't go that far back to do any slamming.
Maybe she was very rude about it.
Well, okay, I read the story. She put her seat back, and I guess he asked her when he was eating, hey, could you move it forward? Because I got it, and it was like, right. And so she did.
Oh.
And then after everybody was done eating, she reclined it back again. And that's when he started doing that.
Yeah, it just sounds like a jerk.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I could see if she was like, no, I'm not putting it back up. I don't care. Or she was, nasty or rude or something like
that.
But
here she was saying, oh, sure. Yeah, I totally get that.
I've definitely wanted to punch the back of somebody's seat at a movie theater when they won't shut up while I'm watching. But I didn't do it.
Right. Maybe that your internal voice told you not to do it.
Let's talk. I'm so excited about today's show because, have you seen that thing that's going? I know I sent it to you. I don't know if you've seen it, Remy. That thing that's going around, and it's a guy who discovered that not everyone has an internal dialogue, and it's freaking him out. So he posted all these screenshots of him asking his friends, like, hey, do you have an internal dialogue in your head, like a voice you can hear? And they're like, dude, what are you talking about? And some of them were like, yeah, of course. And apparently, I would have assumed, like this young man, that everybody did, because I do.
Well, my niece saw that same article, and she posted on her Facebook. She said, all I do is talk to myself. How can someone not have this ability? Anyone else? I don't know that it's an ability, but like, I mean, I think it's just a thing in you, right? I mean, you either do it. I don't think it's even consciously. Like, when you sent it to me and when I saw hers, I was like, I mean, I think I constantly am saying stuff to myself like, oh, really? You couldn't move that cart all the way back to the place where the shopping carts go, lady?
Okay,
like,
but
in my mind, right?
Yeah, but most people, I think, well, not most. I think a lot of people don't do that. In fact, somebody commented on our Instagram page and said, I see things as pictures in my mind or abstract thoughts. I can force myself to, quote unquote, hear words. But doesn't it take forever to think through anything? And I'm like, yes!
That's why everybody is so slow driving.
Well, right?
Because they're thinking all these crazy thoughts, and it's taking them a while to process.
But that's part of my, like, I'm very much, and I know this person, and I know she's an artist, which I think kind of is how it's not divided. But I'm very much a word person, so much so that I have actually had dreams that were not, like, you know how dreams are like movies? I've had dreams that were cursive, being written in a book.
What?
Yeah. Like, it was a full-fledged story, and it was a very old-fashioned, for some reason I call it Viking, but it was like parchment paper, and it was old quill. But I saw this quill writing out the story, and the story was my dream. It was this big convoluted story, but I didn't see any pictures. All I got was the words.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
It is, yeah.
I feel like a freak. I don't know anybody else who has dreamt in cursive before.
Well, I don't even know that I've had a dream where I was ever reading or writing anything, period.
Oh, really?
No. Like a dream, you're talking about when you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't, but you're a writer.
Well, true.
Yeah, so.
But like I said, yeah, so I'm a word person, so yeah. I'm all about the words. And I think I've told you guys this story. I mean, I have that voice, that nonstop monologue in my head that says, couldn't you have done that? Blah, 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 blah. The first day I ever did weather on television, like 13 years ago, and I was the fill-in weekend person. So there was, and cameras are run by remote now. I was in the studio by myself. And so it came 11 o'clock. I had to go on TV live, and I start to go, and I'm saying all the things I'm supposed to say, and I'm clicking the button, and there's this voice in my brain going, you're in an empty room talking to nobody, pointing at nothing. This is insane. And the other part of my brain is like, shut up. I'm trying to work. So, and I was also telling the weather. So there's all of that going on in my head while I'm doing one thing.
No, I definitely know when I'm having conversations with people or when I've interviewed people, my brain's going 100 miles an hour. Like, if they say this or they give an answer and I'm like, oh, my God, that was so like, that's not what you really meant. But then I'm thinking, oh, God, I have to. What's the next question I was going to ask? Because I was like totally having this conversation or thoughts in my head that I wasn't even paying attention. And sometimes I feel like that makes me feel like I'm not present because I'm doing all these things in my head. Which I wish I could not necessarily have a conversation with myself.
I thought it was interesting because at first when we were talking about it and I was putting it out there on social media to ask other people, I was like, oh, is it an internal monologue? But it's not. It's an internal dialogue. It's you talking to yourself, basically.
Yeah.
But I and somebody else posted that they get images in their brain in pictures and feelings, not words, which I'm trying to like wrap my brain around how that would even be.
To me, I'm confused because I'm like, it's just thoughts, right? Like your thoughts are in your brain, but mine's not like a monologue or a dialogue. It's more just like, well, I'm having a thought and this is me. So I'm not talking to myself.
Right. That's what I'm
saying. It's hard to explain.
It's thoughts.
Like, what do you mean you don't have an internal dialogue? Yes, you do. Do you ever think things?
Right.
I think some people don't. I think there are people who, inside their head, don't have the dialogue. They don't have the conversation. They have feelings or pictures or colors. Or, I mean, you've seen those studies where people see numbers as a certain color.
Okay.
And I think those are the people who don't have that conversation inside their brain.
I don't know. Maybe it's people that don't have, because I liken it to like a gut or intuition also. Like, I think it's connected with me because kind of like what Remy's saying, it's not like I'm like in my stomach, I'm like, okay, my gut's telling me not to do this. Like, it's a thought. It's not like I'm then disagreeing with myself in my own head.
So it'll be, so you will get a feeling and then inside your brain, that voice in your brain will say, hey, let's think about this because we now feel this way. Whereas I get, instead of the feeling, I get the actual words. I get no, no, no. I get whoa.
Really?
I get actual words.
Like almost, that you can hear them? Or
Well, I mean, for lack of a better way to describe it.
Yeah, it's not hearing with your ears.
No.
It's hearing with your mind. And I think that's where the confusion is coming in with this whole debate, is it's like, what do you mean you don't hear anything with your mind?
Yeah, or like people who say, I don't do this.
You wouldn't be able to function. You wouldn't be able to form a rational thought. That's how we form our thoughts, is in our brain.
Through.
It doesn't have to. Yes, it can come across as different ways to people, like in colors and pictures and stuff like that.
But I don't know. I want to pull up that thing now because he was asking his friends, and a lot of the people were replying like, no, I don't.
No, I think they're just not understanding the question. If you're saying no, you don't get the question.
Maybe
no,
they should have asked themselves.
You're not understanding this the proper way. Like, of course you can. You would never be able to form a thought and speak and have conversations. Right,
like, you make a decision, you've got to, like, go back and forth in your mind. Like, do I want this? Do I not want that?
I'm debunking this whole theory right now. It is not something that not everybody has. Everybody has it. It just comes across differently. Yes, everybody is a little bit different.
So he said some people do not hear their voice when they think, and it completely blew my mind. So
I think they're lying. I think they do hear their voice. They're
or
just,
like you're
they're
saying,
confused about the way
it's like
he's saying
a different voice talking to them?
Well, he says some people have just abstract nonverbal thoughts and have to consciously verbalize them. So, yeah.
Some people have lots of voices in their head.
Well,
yeah, that is true, too. I don't think I have a lot of voices.
Well, somebody said, like, when you lay in bed and think, you don't hear your voice.
Right.
Like, can you say a complete sentence in your brain and hear it? And somebody said, no, I just see words. So they don't hear it. But there's a difference between hearing the voice in your head and seeing the words.
But that's really strange. Like, I don't know about you, Remy. I don't see any words.
I don't either.
Yeah. So
I don't either, but some people do. And then somebody else said that they see it as concept maps or like that, you know, brain mapping. Have you've seen that? That's how they see it in their brain. Like, I think other, like, I'm not very visually oriented as much as I would like to be. Like, so I don't get pictures.
But what would it be a picture of?
I don't know. I wish I'd invited my artist friend to be in here.
So I'm reading, I think, a similar article to that. I think it's the same one, possibly. But it said that when he asked people, another person said that if they tried to have a conversation with themselves in the mirror, they would have to speak out loud because they can't physically do it inside their mind.
I don't buy it. I'm sorry, I don't buy it. Not at all.
Well, this is so somebody.
Or they're misunderstanding the whole point.
No,
of
because
what we're
somebody else
about.
Wrote. It might sound weird, but whenever I watch a movie and the person hears their own voice in their head thinking, I would literally be like, I wish that was a thing.
Because what they're doing is they're taking the visceral thing of watching a movie where you have a narrator who is putting that voice in your head. Nobody has that actual narrator in
their
head.
I have the narrator.
Okay, you've got a narrator.
I have the narrator.
Like, you can hear it with your ears.
Like the
almost.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
is there's a difference between hearing it with your mind and hearing it with your ears.
And you're hearing, stop, no,
yeah,
this is not good.
Like, okay, and I had to look up the name of it. Did you ever see that movie Stranger Than Fiction?
Yes.
Where it's a guy who suddenly and it's a woman's voice, so it's obviously not him. But a woman starts narrating his life, like, inside his head, and mm-hmm. he's the only one who can hear it. Which,
but it sounds to him like it's coming from, like, everybody can hear it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And sometimes that is how my life is. And then Stacy loaded the dishwasher. She wasn't happy about it, and she can't believe that the men in her life can't put a, you know, they can put a glass in the sink, but they can't put it in the
voice in your head is even in third person.
Sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes. Yeah.
I see. That's the thing. I think there's little differences, little nuances between everybody's voice in their head. But you can't not have a voice in your head. It's your thoughts. The voice in your head is your thoughts when you're not speaking. You can think about something and not actually make your vocal cords work, but still have right. the thought. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about here. It's not an actual voice for some people. It's not like a narrator, you know.
But I think for some people,
for some people it is.
An image. I think some people get.
You know, that's the thing I'm really having a hard time with. Like an image of something like almost like clairvoyant. Like they're seeing something that's going to happen, or like, what do you mean an image?
Well, I don't know. They just said a picture or an abstract thought. So I don't. What would you like count as an abstract thought? Like, what if pickles were orange? I don't know.
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
But so I would think that as. So I guess this is the difference. So if I were sitting here wondering what if pickles were orange, I would think out that sentence complete with a question mark in my head. I would see it and hear it. And I think this person would see a pickle that was colored orange.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how that thought would occur to them.
Makes sense. Well, and you're a painter too, right? So you.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, you have
paint supplies.
I have paint supplies.
You have paint supplies and canvases.
Not,
you have painted things before.
I have painted.
Some people can look at a blank canvas and fill it up in their mind before they do all kinds of crazy abstract stuff, right?
Yeah.
Some people look at a blank canvas and they're like, well, I need to see a picture of something else
that
to copy it onto this thing. Different kinds of art, different kinds
mm-hmm.
of artists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is the closest correlation that I can think of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like this.
Just like
some people, when they think in their head, have more of like a narrator tone or the voice says different things, whereas other people, it doesn't come across like that. So they're like, no, there's no voice in there. It's not a voice. It's just your thoughts. And you just do it a little bit differently.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
But I think it's interesting that it can be so very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just love that this young person, I think they said they were 23 or 24, was just so freaked out that not everybody thought the same way. And, you know, we're older, so we know, you know, people are different and people think in different ways. And, you know, we've studied things and talked to people. And so we understand that and we've communicated with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think I'm trying to remember myself at that age and would I have been freaked out by the fact that not everybody had that.
But, you know, I mean, I have found myself where I will talk out loud to myself.
Oh, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sure. I mean, that's kind of the same thing, except I'm just
you're putting
verbalizing
the vocal
it.
Cords
yes.
Along with the voice in
like
your
I'll,
head.
You know, come home and I'll be like, really? No one can take the garbage can out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I say that.
Yeah. Out loud.
I'm not talking
to
anybody.
Nope.
Right.
But it would normally be going on in your head.
Yes.
And instead you're actually.
Some days I just say it out loud.
You give that voice in your mm-hmm. head a real voice.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's... I give it a real voice when I'm trying to remember how to do something.
Okay.
So, like, I recently started a new job, and it's a lot of things to memorize. It's a lot of technical stuff, and a lot of things, there's a lot of steps. And since I'm fill-in, I know it's not going to become second nature.
Right.
I need to write down every step to remind myself. And I think I was in one day just working and practicing, and there's a couch near my desk, and I think I scared someone because I was like, okay, and then I got to click on that, and then, all right, nope, I got that one, and I'm just talking, but it's easier to talk myself through it, that way I'm sure I'm not missing anything, and I think I scared the person away.
Someone was sitting on the couch, and
they left. Oh, yeah. Like, she's crazy.
I don't want to listen to this lady talk. Well, yeah, exactly. You're crazy if you let the voice inside your head have vocal cords, right? That's what makes you crazy.
Like, apparently.
Everybody's got that voice in their head.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're lying or you're not understanding the assignment.
Right.
Go back and read the assignment again. Try it
I
again
think
later.
People put a lot of the voice in their head on Facebook.
I think so too.
You know what I mean?
I am one of those people.
Like, it's stuff
sometimes.
That they're what like saying, and I think it's these thoughts that just go in there. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I mean, they're not saying it to anybody. It's just like, did you ever, like, I do. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like random thoughts. Because sometimes those are the ones I'll post on Facebook. Like, I remember being in a car, and it seems like everyone who has road rage or that actually, like, flips you off or is just never an attractive person. They always seem unattractive. So I remember in the car going, why are all you people unattractive who are so mean to me? So I posted it on Facebook.
They're mad because they're so ugly.
And people were like, I've noticed the same thing. I mean, I've never once has like a really good looking guy flipped me off where I went like, hey, why don't you pull over? We'll talk about what I did. I'll use a turn signal from now on. I'm sorry.
You are killing me.
But those are thoughts that I have that I just go, anyone else thinking this? You know, I don't.
Wow.
Stop.
No, seriously.
That was a good one.
Because... Well, I feel like Facebook is mostly probably that and people just quoting song lyrics. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, wow, what a waste of a social platform.
Like, right?
Do we need to hear the inner thoughts? Like, that's why they're inner.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why people are quitting Facebook left and right, is because those thoughts are supposed to just stay
in your mind.
Head.
Yes. No, but
you're supposed to share it with the world. It's what it's for.
Yes.
Funny thoughts, thoughts of love, thoughts of peace and harmony mm-hmm. and good feelings. That's what it's about.
That's what's being shared.
Well, you got to find different friends on Facebook
that's
to
right.
follow.
I need the peace and harmony
that's
group.
The idea.
That's what I need.
There's plenty of good stuff out there if you look for it.
But that's funny because I bet, we should ask like 10 people.
I'm
wondering
people
about
to...
people I know, and I'm thinking like...
I know. Well, and ask the people you know that are artists,
okay.
especially, because there were a couple people who said they were artists who responded, and those were the people who were like pictures, feelings, abstract thoughts, not words, not sentences.
See,
like,
that's got to be real up here, because I don't even know what to make of that, like seeing pictures of...
I can't either.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine not having a complete sentence.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure there are people who think that way. But to me, it's always complete sentences, including punctuation.
Mm-hmm. Like, right.
Like, I indent.
Did I miss that semicolon?
Right.
Thought.
But you know what I mean? It's like mine is very, very linear
mm-hmm.
and word-based and typography-based, for lack of a better word. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't have any of that. I just have thoughts. But I can see what Remy's saying as far as someone sees a blank canvas and can picture something they would put on there. Like, that makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I see a blank canvas, and I want to fill it up with words.
See?
And yes, because to me, that's the picture.
I see a blank canvas, and I use it as a coaster. So, I mean... This tells you all the levels of our brain.
I call this coffee stain art.
Right. No, seriously, that might be a new show. What do you do with a blank canvas?
Oh, yeah.
Because I kind of like, what do you do, Remy, with a blank canvas?
I can do both.
Really?
So yeah, sometimes I can visualize like a place that I've seen before or like a dream and put it on paint. I haven't painted in years, but like it's not great, but I can do that.
Wow.
Or I can sit there and draw something that I'm looking at a picture of it and then fill it in with paint later.
See, I cannot draw or create anything artistically unless I'm looking at another picture. I cannot pull anything from my mind
mm-hmm.
and make it go to paper as a picture.
Mm.
To me, that seems impossible, and I still don't understand how
people
can
do it.
I'd
like to talk to our friend Wendy
and see
what works on in her mind, because something when you were just saying, she can see like a pair of jeans and think about how she shreds the bottoms and puts a red heart on this, like it makes it look totally different. That never comes in my mind.
Yes, and that's people who see with pictures.
Yes.
You can see things differently, and I can't do that either.
No, it never comes
like
in my brain.
Left brain, right brain.
Yes.
Is what I think it is. Well, and again, so here's a perfect example. In high school, I painted a picture of a bridge, like going over river.
Troubled
and I just,
water.
I basically, like you've seen pictures of the Brooklyn Bridge,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I pulled up like in my mind a picture, and I just drew what I thought a bridge going over the water would look like, and it turned out pretty good. But it was like, you know, it was a very simple picture, a bridge, a river.
But it wasn't,
but I never,
the
I didn't
Brooklyn
look,
bridge.
No, and I did not look at another painting to do it.
Okay,
I just
let
did
me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Later on in your life, did you find yourself crossing over that exact bridge on a trip somewhere?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been over millions of bridges.
Because wouldn't
so.
That be freaky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if you
it
painted
was,
a bridge and then crossed it 20 years later?
So not really, because I painted it in the style of like Van Gogh Starry Night.
Oh, okay.
And that was the exercise, was to just, you know, so I'm just like, okay, I'll make a bridge and
oh,
some river.
It.
And so it was like, you know, it wasn't attention to all the tiny little details. It was like that kind of, you know, that Van Gogh style.
See, to me, that's what happens with pictures. Like to me, that's people with who can paint and do that kind of stuff. Like that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that ability. I envy that ability. That's why I wrote a children's book about a little girl who wants to be an artist, because I would love to be able to do that and just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a book about fairies making it come true.
And it goes back to that scene.
That's what I did. I wrote a book.
Exactly.
Because I'm not artistic.
There you go.
All right. We still want to hear your thoughts on this. We would love to chat with you about it. So you can find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com, and let us know how you see things in your brain. We are very curious. Thanks for joining us.